Welcome to The Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Last time on The Laundry Hour, we continued our series in A Beautiful Girlhood by looking at character, looking at obedience, beauty, how we tame our tongue, our sunny disposition, truthfulness, and sincerity. These are some wonderful, maybe building blocks in how we can build our character. Not only as women, but like when we think of the little girls or little boys that we have the opportunity of rearing. Continuing in Beautiful Girlhood, Karen Andriola talks about ideals. What is the ideal woman or the ideal man? We think about a person that is morally pure, a noble, lives a noble life, that is kind, caring for people. But she reminds us in this book that yes, striving for that is great. However, a life lived for God, a life that reflects Christ, that is the ideal life. As she continues on with talking about ideals, she talks about ambition, purpose, dreams, friendship, and an accomplished girl. So continuing with ambition is technically what makes our ideals happen. It is like the mission behind the vision, kind of, where a woman or a man, someone, must pursue their dreams. They must accomplish things. They want to be useful. She talks about two different types of ambition. Makes me think of two different types of obedience as well. So there's one kind of ambition that's motivated by personal growth, and then there's another ambition that's motivated by personal praise. So I want people to see that I'm good and tell me I'm good, rather than I want to be good for me. And she reminds us that the ambition that is focused on our personal growth, that is the better ambition to have. She also talks about unrequited ambitions and how to prepare our daughters for those moments when they desire to accomplish something and it never happens. What if they always wanted to be a wife and a mom and they never get married and have kids? How do we prepare them for those disappointments, as well as how do we prepare them to follow after their dreams? I love the next ideal. She talks about purpose. Purpose is like, my goodness, oh my gosh. I feel like there are so many people living in the world right now that have no idea what their purpose is and are just aimlessly wandering. Before Jesus, I honestly felt like my life, I was just existing here on the planet. And now that I know him, like the whole world has opened up. And I just think about like, man, what would it have been like if I felt purpose, true purpose, when I was 10? When I was 13, you know, like just those concepts makes me very excited to talk to my daughters about purpose, about Jesus, about ambition. And the next ideal is about dreams. What do you dream of? Sometimes we have crazy dreams, we have scary dreams, dreams that don't make any sense. But then we have those real dreams of desires that we have, things we want to do in life. I think it is amazing and wonderful to dream. Now that I know Jesus, I want to dream with him. I don't want to dream outside of him because I want to accomplish those things, you know? I want them to come to pass. I want them to be inside his will. I want them to be God-given dreams. I want him to be not only involved, but I want him to be leading the dreams. I think it is important to encourage our daughters, our sons, to achieve their dreams, to be ambitious, to live on purpose. To seek after the Lord. She says a line in the dreams chapter, the true character builder harnesses her dreams and makes them work for her, building up pure ideals and a strong purpose to make those dreams come true. I love how all of these ideals kind of work hand in hand to make each of them come alive. Now, I'm going to skip over the next one and go to Accomplished Girl. I appreciate this one because she's just talking about how women should know how to do certain things, just like men should know how to do certain things. Yes, these things are going to sound very old fashioned, but I'm going to say them anyway. So a woman should know how to cook, and she should know how to clean, and she should know how to make a home. She should know how to host people. And, but at the same time, she should know how to earn money or do business. I appreciate those things because I think about the old school economics classes. I never took one of those, but I was always intrigued about them, and I never learned any of those things. And now I'm like, man, this would have been so much more easy. This would have been so much easier had I already known how to, literally how to clean well, or how to cook where it tastes good, it lasts long, I'm using all of the ingredients in my pantry or in my kitchen before they spoil. You know, like a real person that knows how to cook knows how to do those things. Me, on the other hand, I'm like, well, I didn't use that. That goes out. Anyways, whether my children, my daughters become wives and mothers, I want them to be equipped for whatever God is going to call them to do. So I'm really excited to try and learn them so I can try and teach them. But this next ideal is very interesting to me. It's friendship. I like how she says this sentence. Friendship must have good soil in which to take root, good seed from which to start, and care and cultivation in order to become its best. Things like kindness, sincerity, truth, affection, love, and appreciation. Friendship. This is a very special thing to me, as well as kind of a touchy, sore-ish topic. I've been feeling very emotional the last few days about friendship. Looking back when I was a girl and just thinking, oh my goodness, I grew up as an only child, always wanted friends. I always wanted boys in my life too. And I look and I'm like, in every stage, like I've lost a boy or a friend, and it has made me feel like I am not wanted. How do I deal with that? I remember a moment of two boys, this is college now, two boys in different, excuse me, I need to stop coughing on the laundry hour, but two boys not wanting me and being like, no one wants me. And God, I heard him clearly say, I want you. Don't you dare say, well, he didn't say this part, so this is the Jamie version. Don't you dare say no one wants you. That is not true. That's not true. And so take a step away from boys. It's very easy to think that, like, sometimes we can't be a good friend or friends leave because, I don't know, I have one friend from elementary school. We're all my other friends from there. And I think about, like, how will I teach my girls how to be friends, godly friends that we read about in Proverbs? How do I prepare them for conflict? How do I teach them about friendship seasons? But then also how friendships grow. They can grow through different seasons as well. Like, yeah, there might be a time where you see her every day, but there also might be a time where you talk once a month. And they can still be strong friendships. How do we understand those differences? Anyways, I've got this whole thing going on in my brain about friendship right now. But the point of what I'm trying to say is I think that is a very interesting ideal that she has linked with ambition, purpose, dreams, and being an accomplished girl. Because friendships is a real thing that little girls and little boys deal with the whole time. Trying to figure out how to have relationships, who they are, who is with them, who is for them, who will they carry with them through life, and also who they are not. I'm interested to continue this book, continue to think about me as a little girl, but also think about my little girls and how to walk with them through their own ideals, how they will make friends, and what things they will want to accomplish, and what purpose and what dreams they will have, the character they will choose to build for themselves. My only prayer today is that, Lord, that you would help us to look at your word and see how you have called us to live and model our lives and teach that to our children. That is all you ask of us, and that is what we will do. So we are grateful. We love you, and we need you more and more. In Jesus' name, amen. Sorry I quickly went into that prayer. Sometimes it just comes out, and then I don't let people know that I started. But if you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you gotta have it, please write a review. I really would love to hear what you have to say. And if you want more, tune in next week as we talk some more about beautiful girlhood. I hope it was okay that today was a little shorter. I think it's okay for us to leave today thinking about purpose and ambition and dreams and accomplishments. What do you guys want to do as women? As wives, as mothers, what has God called you to do? This seems so in link. Linked perfectly. I can't get words out, but linked perfectly with the heart behind the Laundry Hour. So I leave you with this mandate. Go dream. Go live on purpose. Go do what God has called you to do. I will also leave you with 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families. I love you.